Hi, my name is Beth Massey, and today I'm going to show you how you can get started with Link to XML in Visual Basic. Link stands for Language Integrated Query, and it allows us to write queries over things like objects, databases, and XML in a standard way. Visual Basic provides deep support for Link to XML through what's called XML literals and XML access properties. These features allow you to use a familiar, convenient syntax for working with XML in your Visual Basic code. Link to XML is a new in-memory XML programming API specifically designed to leverage the Link Query Framework. Even though you can call the Link APIs directly, only Visual Basic allows you to declare XML literals and directly access XML access properties. So, in order to understand all of this, let me show you what I mean. We'll just open up Visual Studio 2008 here. That's what I have open. And I'm just going to create a very simple project. We'll just create a console application. And I can demonstrate some of the new features of Visual Basic's XML. So let's click console application, and I'm just going to hit OK. Now you notice what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to start typing. I'm going to declare, let's see, my XML variable, and I will just start typing some XML. Notice that the editor understands how to format the XML as I'm typing. And you'll notice that if I hover over this variable, it can infer this as an X element. Okay, so basically, this is just an XML fragment. If I place this declaration, the XML declaration at the top, XML version, okay, you'll now notice if I hover back over it, it's now an X document, which means it's a complete XML document. Also notice that if I change the name of one of the element opening tags and go move off of it, you'll see that the ending tag automatically changes for you. So the XML is built directly into Visual Basic, and it understands exactly what we're trying to express. So another thing that we can do with XML is embed Visual Basic code directly into this literal. So if I do less than percent equals, this opens up what's called an embedded expression, and we can go ahead and type any Visual Basic code we want in here. So let's go ahead and see what this looks like. I'm just going to write this to disk, my computer, file system, write all text, and we'll just call it my XML dot XML, my XML, and false. Okay, so I just need to make sure that I send this a string, so we can just say to string. So that's one really nice thing about X document and X element classes is their to string method actually dumps out the contents of the XML document or X element. Okay, so let's go ahead and run this. And you'll see there you go. That's the value of now. It's the current date and time. Okay, and that put it directly into our XML. So let's do something a little more interesting. So what I want to do is create an XML document of all of the processes running on my machine. We can do this by querying over the running processes returned by the System Diagnostics Process class. So since we can place any Visual Basic code into a literal, that means we can easily write link queries to construct the documents. In this case, I'll be using Link to Object API to query the processes and create the document. It's really, really easy. So let me declare a new variable, XML procs. Okay, and let's just create an X element. My processes, if I can spell. There we go. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is open up an embedded expression here, and we can write a link query. So I'm going to say from proc in system.diagnostics.process get processes, okay, select, And this is where it gets really interesting. You can nest your embedded expressions. So what I can do is I can immediately go ahead and start typing out a new element. I'm going to call this process. Okay. And then we can just go ahead and create more elements under this and embed more expressions when we need to get back out to our VB code. Okay, so I'm just going to say process name. Okay, and we'll do threads as well. And we'll just do the count. Okay, so that's how easy it is to construct a XML document from a link query. And you're not just constrained to creating elements, obviously. We can easily create attributes as well. So I'll just open up another embedded expression here, and I'll just put the ID. Okay, so there we created a set of elements that are processes that have the name and threads and the attribute ID. Okay, so let's go ahead and run this and test it out. So I'm just going to copy the same pattern here, change the variable names, and we don't need this. And let's hit F5 and see what happens. Okay, so there you go. There's an XML document of all of the processes running on my machine. So that's how easy it is. Notice that it was very intuitive for me to just build up this XML document from the top down. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you is how we can query over these documents that we've already created. Okay, we can use link to XML. Visual Basic makes it really easy to get at the right parts of the XML document by what's called XML axis properties. Okay, so there's a few different types of axis properties. There's a descendants axis, which basically allows you to grab any of the elements anywhere you are by that name. There's a child axis that just gets the next level, and then there's an attributes axis. So let's play with these. And what we can do is we can use this document, the XML procs that we already created, and I can just say declare a new variable here, procs1, and all I want to do is I just want to say get all of the descendants that match process. Okay, so what that's going to do is it's going to return basically a collection of X elements, okay, an enumerable of X element. So to take a look at what's inside, we can just go ahead and do a for each over this. I'll just console write line. Okay, and what I'm going to write line is the item dot, and I'm going to just use the child axis now to get the name, because I know where I am now here. I'm in this process, and we see we have name here, this name element. And I want to write out the actual value, okay, of that element. Okay, otherwise it would give me an object, right? Okay, so then I'm going to just append that. And I'm also going to write out, because we also have an attribute axis, okay, of ID. And attributes are already strings there, so we don't need to call anything else. Okay, and I'll just do a console dot read line. Okay, and let's see what this selected out for us. Okay, so there's all of the names and the IDs. Okay, so that's how easy it is to get at the elements and attributes inside the document. We can also write, obviously, link queries. Okay, so let's go ahead and write a link query now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a link query instead that basically is going to give us similar results. So I want to say from proc in XML procs dot 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 process. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an anonymous type. Okay, so I'm going to select the proc name value and the proc ID. Okay, so if we look, we'll see that this is a collection or an ienumerable of anonymous type. It's basically the type is going to be two strings, the name and the ID. Okay? So now as I go through each item, we don't have an element anymore. We basically just already have name and ID. Okay? So here's ID, here's name, and there's ID. Okay? Very simple. So it's basically going to return the exact same thing. So let's go ahead and run this, except now we created an anonymous type instead of working with the X elements directly. Great. Okay, so the last thing I want to show you is I want to write a link query over a document that already exists on disk. Okay, so I've got an XML document on my C drive here. It's just called My Customers XML. If we take a look at this, it's just a list of customers. It's basically from the Northwind database, okay? So what I want to do is I want to query, write some queries over this XML, okay? So what we can do is we can load that XML into an X document object. So I'm just going to declare dim my custs equals xDocument.load, okay, and we're just going to do C:\ mycustomers.xml, okay? So this way you can load XML data from disk, okay? So the xDocument and the xElement class both have load shared methods, okay? Okay, so in this link query, I'm just going to select all of the customers that are residents of the UK, okay, so who live in the country UK. So let's just declare a new variable here called UK customers. Okay, and I'm going to create an X element, okay, so I want basically the XML with just the customers in the UK. Okay, so let's just call it UK customers. Okay, and then we'll go ahead and again we'll open up our embedded expression and I'll write a link query over the myCusts. Okay, from cust in myCusts, okay, dot dot dot, and I will use the descendants property access property to get the customer element. Now notice in this piece of XML, let's go back and take a look at our XML really quick. The casing is not lowercase, okay? XML is case sensitive, okay? So this is different than what you're used to in Visual Basic, where Visual Basic has a case insensitivity, but XML does not, okay? So when you are querying over your XML, you have to make sure that you use the right case, okay? So then I'm going to say where cust dot country dot value is equal to the UK. Okay, then I'm going to just select cust. Okay, so let's go ahead and copy this so we can see these guys and we can test this. Change the variables. And I will comment this out and let's give this a run and this should select just our customers in the UK and there they are. Okay, so that's how easy it is to work with XML in Visual Basic. I hope I gave you enough of a good intro. Make sure you check out the rest of the link videos that we've been doing. So I'd like to thank you for your time. If you'd like to check out the Visual Basic Developer Center, we'll be posting updates to these videos there. Please also check out the Visual Basic team blog and my blog for more information. Thanks again!